Lieutenant S.H. Matheson, an original company officer who had quickly moved up to regimental staff, became a two-star general and commander of the 101st. Bob Brewer made colonel, spending much of his time working for the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, in the Far East. Ed Shames made colonel in the reserves. Sergeant Clarence Lyle made a career out of the paratroopers. He made two combat jumps in Korea, and in 1954 was assigned to the 29th French Parachute Regiment as an advisor. The 29th was at Dien Bien Phu. Lyle got out 2 weeks before the garrison surrendered. He is one of a small number who have made four combat jumps. Surely he is unique in having been a participant in both the Battle of the Bulge and the Siege of Dien Bien Phu. Sergeant Robert Burr Smith also stayed in the paratroopers, where he got a commission and eventually became lieutenant colonel. He commanded a Special Forces Reserve unit in San Francisco. In December 1979, he wrote to Winters, "Eventually, my reserve assignment led me to a new career with a government agency, which in turn led to 8 years in Laos as a civilian advisor to a large irregular force. I continued to jump regularly until 1974, when lack of interest drove me to hang gliding, and that has been my consuming passion ever since. For the present, I am assigned as a special assistant to the commander of Delta Force, the counter-terror task force at Fort Bragg. My specialties are, surprise, surprise, airborne operations, light weapons, and small unit operations. My office is on Buckner Road, right across the street from where we were just before leaving for England. The old buildings are exactly as you last saw them and are still in daily use. Funny thing about the modern army, Dick. I am assigned to what is reputed to be the best unit in the U.S. Army, the Delta Force, and I believe that it is. Still, on a man-for-man basis, I'd choose my wartime paratroop company any time. We had something there for 3 years that will never be equaled." He was scheduled to go on the mission to Iran to rescue the hostages in 1980. But when the CIA learned this, it forbade him to go because he knew so many secrets. "So I missed what certainly would have been the last adventure in my life," he wrote Winters. "I had lived, worked, and trained with Delta every day for nearly 2 years, Dick, and I hated to be left behind." That got Smith going on leadership. He wrote of Winters, "You were blessed, some would say rewarded, with the uniform, respect, and admiration of 120 soldiers, essentially civilians in uniform, who would have followed you to certain death."